Hello and welcome back to another episode of The Master Plan. I'm your host, Michael Flopkowski, and today, folks, today we have another great episode for you today. The PGA Championship concluded about an hour ago, maybe even a little bit less than that, and our winner for the second major of 2024, Xander Schauffele, his first career major win, and one that was certainly a long time coming. Now, as I said in my preview episode, I don't remember the exact words, but I remember talking about Xander because I put him on my roster this week. And I was talking about how he's basically been a top three golfer so far this season on the PGA Tour. Now, for me, he's got that number two spot locked up. It was an unbelievable tournament at Valhalla. Beautiful course, just pristine. Felt you could feel kind of the history, but also what it meant to the players. Very nicely kept. Not the hardest course, I'd say. I mean, in terms of PGA Championship, not the hardest course we've ever seen. But at the same time, I don't think the PGA Championship is meant to be a tournament that tests the players in that sort of way, right? We tend to see lower scores of the PGA Championship relative to other majors, just because typically they're played on not necessarily easier courses, but the rough necessarily isn't as thick, and it's not a links-style golf course. It's not got the history of Augusta. But this week at Valhalla, once again, I'll say it again, for everyone who didn't hear me the first time, your 2024 PGA champion, Xander Schauffele. And he had a great week. I thought that Xander really did have, in my opinion, one of the best PGA Championship just overall four rounds that we've seen in a long time. He tied the major course record, right? So lowest round, he tied his own, by the way. It's been done now five times because Shane Lowry shot a 62 in the third round. But a 62 has been shot in a major five times. Xander has shot that twice in the last 2 years. He shot it this year at the PGA Championship, and he shot it last year at the U.S. Open Championship alongside Ricky Fowler. So he shot a 9-under bogey-free in the first round. Second round was all right. Not as strong on that final stretch. He was shot a 68, good for 3-under. Third round, again, 3-under, but those two birdies on the 17th and 18th really kind of saved his day after a double bogey on the 15th. And then he put an excellent round together, excellent final round, shot a 65, good for 6-under. Only blemish on the scorecard was a bogey at number 10. And I think, as a lot of people have been saying, that was probably the most important hole of the day for him. Up until that point, it kind of felt like Xander wasn't really pressing down on the gas pedal. It felt like he was kind of letting what was happening around him happen. He wasn't really making a move. He was just trying to maintain where he was. And I think that's what has caused him to kind of not win as much as one would have thought a great player like he would have won, right? Xander has 7, now 8 wins in his PGA Tour career. And the way he plays, I think, would suggest that he would have more wins than that. But this year, Xander's been playing some great golf, but remember, he still had some of those finishes. He's had, how many runner-ups has he had this year? He's had 2 runner-ups in just half a season, basically. One last week at the Wells Fargo, and then the other at the Players' Championship. 2 tournaments that he led in the final round. So I think it's been this kind of mentality of Xander not to go after and go and get birdies, more so make pars, maintain your lead, and hopefully other guys make mistakes, right? He wasn't really playing to win, I think, as much as he was playing for other guys to lose. And again, this is just my interpretation, but I feel like after that 10th hole today, he really said to himself, if I'm going to win this tournament, especially because he had DeChambeau and Hovland right on his tail, he knew he would have to actually make shots in order to win. And that's something that I think we saw him do today without a doubt. Xander made shots to win on 11, on 12. He had a long stretch of very good pars on 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. And we knew, everyone knew he would need a birdie on 18 to win. And he hit a decent drive that put him in a tough spot, but he had a really, really good second shot. He was standing in the bunker, club was above his feet, ball was above his feet, hit a great shot almost right up until the green. Great pitch shot, let him 6 feet and 2 inches away from the hole, putted it in for birdie to defeat DeChambeau by one stroke. He just played some very good golf, and that's exactly what we expected out of Xander this week. I knew he would play good golf. The question with Xander has always been, can he finish, right? Especially in a big tournament like a major. Down the wire, is he going to be the guy to finish it out? Can he close out a tournament with a lead or without? And today, he proved that he can. No doubt the biggest win of his career. And by the way, he is an Olympic Games winner. So he does have a gold medal, now a major title to his name. And he'll be defending that, actually, gold medal later this year in the Paris Games. So be on the lookout for that. Currently, he is second in the FedEx Cup rankings. And I believe he will either stay in the third in the official world golf ranking, or he will move up to second. I know Rory's ahead of him. But Rory also had a fairly good week. So I don't know if there's enough points that between them that would kind of separate them. But we'll see. Let's talk about the guy who finished in second this week, Bryson DeChambeau. Listen, you know, I've obviously been, you know, vocal about my stance on Live Tour and I think the effects that it can have on a player's game and stuff like that. And I think the exceptions to the list, obviously, before this tournament, really, were just Brooks Koepka. I mean, he was the one guy who I was like, well, I think that Brooks can kind of skate by it just because, A, he's already won the major. He already won the PGA Championship last year. But, B, he's always been a guy who plays big in majors, right? He's never been a guy to focus on those smaller tournaments. But I think that we do have to add Bryson's name to that list. Bryson has played very well in the first two majors of this year. And his game, it's really good. He hits a lot of very good drives. He's a very powerful player. His iron game was extremely good. And honestly, I would have to say he putted better this week than he did at Augusta. And for me, Bryson's an early favorite for the U.S. Open. He's already won a U.S. Open. And this would be a tournament that I think he could win again. He's playing some very good golf right now, which is not something I can say for basically the rest of the guys in the Live Tour who really had quite a poor performance this week overall, I would say. But Bryson, again, second round of 65, fourth round of 64, bogey-free, 7-under in the final round. You can't do any better than that. He made a lot of good putts, some very good iron shots, and again, he's driving the ball very well. So a guy you have to keep on the lookout for. Excellent week for Bryson. I mean, not a guy who I was expecting, especially after kind of the second round. I was like, well, you know, he's playing well, but he's still quite a few shots back. But that eagle at the end of round three, I think, was kind of the turning point for him. Because at that point, he was 2-under on his round. And I think he was going to finish around. He was going to finish, I think, at 11-under, maybe 12-under. So he would have been a few shots back of the leaders. But that eagle brought him to 13-under, right in the fight, third to last pairing, and he ended up finishing in second today, and it was a really good finish for him. Again, I think he's a guy obviously playing for a couple different things. Obviously, he wants to play for the notoriety. He's also playing for the major win. He's a very good player playing with his own irons. He's a very interesting guy. I think a lot of people know that about him. But I also think that Bryson is just, he's just that good. And I think I do have to put a lot of respect on that name. And, you know, listen, I think he's definitely going to be a favorite to win at the U.S. Open this year. And he's also playing, I think, to secure a Ryder Cup spot in 2024. I think he does really want to play Bethpage Black. And again, with two really strong major finishes, he's definitely going to be so far a name that's going to be in contention. Obviously, we're a long ways off, and what will hinder him if there's not some sort of agreement between the PGA Tour and Liv is if he can't get those ranking points from all those PGA tournaments, he's really going to have to just play well in the majors. Thus far, he's done that, and obviously we have two more this year and then obviously the full slate next year, so we'll see. The next guy in third is a guy who I really liked and who hasn't really been playing the golf that I think we all wanted him to play this year. The 2023 Tour champion, Victor Hovland. There was a lot about Victor's game this week that I think a lot of people were apprehensive about. His short game had been really poor. He just hadn't been playing that well. Straight, like, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. He just really hadn't been playing that well this season. If you look at him statistically, not putting very well, the worst in strokes gained around the green. His approach to the green is mediocre. Off the tee, he's been fairly good. And strokes gained total, he's actually 113th on tour. So really not a good performance thus far this season. But we all know he has the game. And he obviously reconnected with his old coach earlier this week, and it showed. Had he made a birdie instead of a bogey on that final hole, which really was just him missing the first putt. We knew that it was over at that point. He would have finished at 20 under tie with Bryson. Instead, he finishes 18 under in the tournament, solo third, but he shot three straight rounds of 66. And in those three rounds, let me just say this, from the second round, third round, and fourth round, he had three bogeys. He had three bogeys in three rounds, including a bogey-free third round. So he's definitely finding his game a little bit more. Again, a guy who had an unbelievable season last year, was the tour champion last season. One of the better players on tour. He had three wins last season. He's actually coming up on his first win of last season, the Memorial Tournament presented by Workday in a couple weeks. And then he won the BMW and then the tour championship. So, you know, again, a lot of good stuff coming from Victor. Really nice to see him rounding back into form. Tied for fourth place, Thomas Dietrich and Colin Morikawa. You know, I know Thomas Dietrich might not be as well known to some of you. I may have mentioned his name once or twice. Belgian golfer, really good putter. Surprised to see him with this sort of finish. Wasn't ever really in contention at all this tournament. But a good finish, nice final round from him, and maybe he can build on this in the future. Colin, I thought, was going to win this tournament, to be honest with you guys. Especially after, if you look at how he finished his second round, I thought there was no way this guy was not going to win this tournament. And he played a very good third round as well. But he had five straight birdies, followed by an unfortunate bogey on the ninth hole, because he played the reverse. He started on the 10th. To shoot a 65 minus 6. And he was tied with Xander at the end of the third round. They were both 15 under. And I said to myself, I thought, this is a guy who's won the PGA Championship. He's been here before. He knows how to win. And I thought Colin would win. You know, Xander played very well. Colin, really, the putter, it was really the putter. I mean, that's really, really what happened. The putter this week was just... today, it was just bad. He just did not putt well at all. And for someone who's actually putted quite well this season, it was just a really bad putting day. He made zero putts. Like, he had one birdie on the day, and it was on the 18th. Again, another really good finish, though. If we're just talking grand scheme of things, really good finish from Colin. Now, he's going to be, I believe, he's going to move into probably top 10 in the FedEx Cup standings, and I would assume top 10 in the official world golf ranking. So really good from Colin. We're seeing him kind of round back into form. And I do think he'll get a win this year. It's hard to see him not with the form that he's in. But really good finish from Colin. Justin Rose and Shane Lowry. So Shane Lowry obviously had that 62. Justin Rose had a 64 in the third round. So both of those guys had really good third rounds. Shane obviously had won already this year at the Zurich Classic with Rory McIlroy. Justin Rose, though, really important finish from him. This will move him up, I believe, into the top 70. Struggled this season, but really good play. Just iron shots were good. Not as consistent as I think he needed to be to win, but iron shots were good. Putting was good. And nice to see him find some form. And really the same is true with Shane. Did not have a strong final round. Finished 14 under, but really good from him. Moving on, at tied for eighth, we have Horschel, Scheffler, Thomas, and McIntyre. So, again, Billy Horschel shot a 64 today. I think that was probably tied for the low on the round. I don't think anyone shot a 63 or better. Again, Billy Horschel, a guy who's already won the season, but it was an alternate event. But again, guy who's really rounding into form this season is him. I mean, he really is finding everything he needs to. Finished with an eagle on 18 today. So this is big for Billy Horschel. Again, former tour champion, very good player, all that jazz. Very good finish from him. Scottie Scheffler, I mean, we'll get into it. Just a crazy weekend. Just, I mean, honestly, really, he definitely would have been more contention had he not shot that 73, which I think was really a pure result from just a hellish day on Friday where he was arrested and just all that stuff. By the way, arguably the most impressive 66 ever shot on the PGA Tour. Literally going from jail basically right to the course and then stepping on the tee about 30 minutes later after he got on the warm-up green. So really good tournament from, I mean, again, Scheffler shot a 65 in the final round. That was 6 under. Finished top 10. I mean, I feel like the expectations for Scotty right now are is basically just win the major. So anything that's really not in contention, I think, feels so much worse than that. But again, a top 10 for Scotty is a very good finish. And again, had he not had that incident on Friday, I definitely think he could have been in contention. But I don't think anyone's going to harp on that. He didn't play, in my opinion, well enough on Sunday to kind of justify that. He did shoot a very good back nine. His front nine, you know, the iron shots were just a little bit off. The putting was just a little bit off. But a very good tournament from Scotty. Again, top 10 in a major. Already won this year. He's going to be, I believe, I mean, unless something kind of crazy happens, he'll be the number one player who headed into the tour championship. Another name, Justin Thomas, I already mentioned it. Really consistent from him. Shot a final round 68, which, you know, I think to a lot of people is not that great, but it was bogey free. Justin Thomas had a very good tournament. You know, listen, he's rounding back into form. We can see it. He's going to be projected, I think, top 15 in the FedEx Cup standings. He's playing a lot of good golf right now. His iron play is getting a little bit better, a little bit tighter circles. Putting looks better. Driving looks better. Everything about his game looks better. Looks like the confidence is returning. So really happy with Justin Thomas. Great finish for him. Robert McIntyre, another great finish at a major. Did not have a great final round. Had he had a better final round, he really could have made some noise. But again, 13 under, tied for eighth with Scotty and JT is not bad. Some other big names, Rory McIlroy finished tied for 12th. It was really just a lot of inconsistent play. Put two balls in the water today, which, I mean, if he hadn't done that, if he actually just made birdies on those holes, you know, we're talking about a 4-shot swing and he would have been sitting at minus 16, even minus 14 had he not made bogeys. He would have been tied for 6th. Just didn't have as much gas after that second round, just a kind of a disappointing even par finish just with that double bogey and couldn't really get anything going. But Rory played well, good finish from him in a major, and again, more consistency as he looks to win his first major in 10 years. Sahith Theegala, rough final round, but was in the tournament up until then, played a great first three rounds. Dean Burmeister from LIV, second highest finisher from the LIV Tour this season, or excuse me, at the PGA Championship this year. Really good first three rounds from him. Fourth round, 70, not great. You know, I don't know really what that's due. Maybe it's due to, you know, the fact that LIV only plays three rounds. We'll see. But he played very well. I actually liked a lot of what I saw from him. Ryo Hisatsune, very strong week, especially, you know, after shooting a 71, shot a 68, 67, 67. Keegan Bradley, Harris English, Ekroat, Finau, all at 11 under. Finau was actually very much in contention after the second round. Just really did not really move enough. You know, shot a 69 and a 70, so was under par in the final two rounds, but only three under after, you know, in two rounds, which just isn't good enough. But again, better play from him. Brooks Koepka, the 2023 PGA champion, finished 9 under. Had a really rough third round where he shot a 3 over 74. But other than that, a 67, 68, and then a 66 final round. Fairly good from him. Harman, minus 9, just was a little bit too all over the place throughout the rounds. Tom Kim, guy who had a lot of stuff going early, really was not able to find it. If you look at his second round, he did have stuff going, but that double bogey on 9 and the final hole really kind of killed, I think, a lot of his momentum. But a good tournament from him. Homa Matsuyama finished 8 under, tied for 35th. Just Dustin Johnson made a cut, finished minus 6. I actually shot a 66 in the final round, so pretty good from him. Zalatoris, minus 6. Jordan Spieth, you know, he really went for it, I think, today. Shot a 73, but he had played very good golf up until this point. So, again, more consistent golf from him. Nice to see. Taylor Gooch, thank God he played so we could get a real major. One that actually counts, no asterisks on this one. Finished tied for 60th at minus 4, so really made a big impact this week. Tyrrell Hatton finished minus 3. Cameron Smith, minus 3. Ricky Fowler, minus 3. You know, just a bunch of guys. Notable guys who missed the cut. Ludvig Åberg, Matt Fitzpatrick, John Rahm. Let's see. I'm just looking through the list. Sungjae Im, Adam Scott, Phil Mickelson, Wyndham Clark, Tiger Woods. Yeah, a good number of names missed the cut this year. You know, it's just more of a function of, you know, that's the way things go sometimes. Looking for Wyndham to find more consistency. Obviously, Tiger just needs to play more. Chris Kirk with a missed cut. Phil Mickelson. You know, so when we talk about LIV just a little bit, again, not the best week overall from them. I just don't know if it's, you know, we're seeing just kind of the lack of just competitive play maybe having an effect. That's kind of what I've been saying. Hey, you know, this is something that could happen in the near future. I'm not sure if that's what we're seeing. But overall, it was a great tournament. Again, Xander ran the show. Going to the final round, again, him, Colin, both tied at 19 under, or 15 under. And Xander just played a really solid final round. Again, that 18th hole, I think, is a testament to his mental strength, his game, all that stuff. Personally, for me, very good week at PGA Tour Fantasy. Again, you know, I had Scheffler, Morikawa, Koepka, Schauffele, McIlroy, Åberg, like, or Åberg. So again, another week with a winner on my doorstep. So that's pretty good. And yeah, I mean, listen, I'm really happy with the way this week went. I thought it was a very good tournament, you know, entertaining, obviously down to the wire finish, a lot of good play in that final round. Good to see a lot of different names kind of playing well again, you know, again, Hovland, Rose, those sorts of names back at the top of the list, Justin Thomas. And it's going to make for a very interesting, it's going to be very interesting to see how this all plays out coming into the US Open, which is just in a couple weeks. Like, I think that's when I'm going to be tuned into the most, because these results are gonna matter as we get closer and closer. And obviously we do have some tournaments in between the two, but I do feel at the same time that we're gonna have a very, very, very interesting US Open. There's gonna be a lot on the line for a lot of players. We have, I think, how many tournaments do we have? We have how many tournaments before the Yeah, so we have three tournaments left in between PGA Championship and the U.S. Open, Charles Schwab Challenge in Texas, RBC Canadian Open in Canada, obviously, and then the Memorial Tournament presented by Workday in Dublin, Ohio. So a couple very important tournaments. The Memorial Tournament's actually a signature event as well this year, so that's going to be a very important event right before the U.S. Open at Pinehurst this year. So there's a lot that's going to go into this. I'm going to be very intrigued to see these next few events and how they're going to impact the U.S. Open. Going to be putting on my thinking cap, really trying to figure out who do I like most going into that tournament. But it's hard to pick against the best players in the world right now. It's hard to pick against a guy like Schauffele, Scheffler, DeChambeau. I mean, those are guys who have played really consistent golf the entire season. Two of those guys have a major win. Two of those guys have multiple wins on the season. And then you obviously have Bryson, who's had, you know, multiple top 10 major finishes. So a lot of good stuff materializing. Again, really fun tournament this weekend at Valhalla. Really enjoyed watching it. Much different sense than the Masters, where it was just almost inevitable what was going to happen. This one, you did kind of feel that sort of pressure. Obviously not the perfect, you know, oh my God, look at this comeback, look at this win. Nothing like that. But great to see Xander get his first major win. I don't want to say it's deserved, because everything in golf is earned. I know that very well. You earn every shot you hit. So very happy for him. Congratulations to Xander Schauffele. Thank you to everyone who worked at the PGA Tour event this week at Valhalla. Thank you to all the players, everyone who's working in production, on TV, all of those guys. Thank you guys so much. And what an incredible week. Thursday to Sunday night, I mean, it was just perfect. So thank you all so much for listening to another episode of The Master Plan. Once again, congratulations to Xander Schauffele on winning the 2024 PGA Championship. I've been your host, Michael Filipkowski. Have a great day.